Soft launch? You just call it soft launch or the soft launch pod?
Soft launch.
It's
soft launch.
Samantha Lopez and JC Mendoza.
Not Samantha Lopez.
Wait, did I say your name?
Samantha Santos. Samantha Santos.
Start over. Take it. We're starting over.
Close enough.
No. We're starting over. That's we're starting great. Over. I'm not getting. Wait, why did I say Lopez?
Just tell me it's because I look like J-Lo. Thank you.
I'm like bright red right now. I'm like so embarrassed. Look at me.
I think it's so funny. Don't worry.
It's racist.
You know who else did that? Same name, same thing. Max Manicoff.
Yeah. No, we're starting over. Okay, ready?
It's so funny.
You guys don't even know how funny I am. On the gram, getting laughs at the stand. Only she can, only feet hands. It's only, only, it's only feet hands. Welcome back to another episode of Only Fans with me, Karen Elizabeth Fian, first time guest here today from Soft Launch. It is the hottest comedy couple in New York right now, JC Mendoza and Samantha Santos.
Yeah, and this is the first time we did this intro, 100%. Son, it's lit. We're happy to be here.
Yeah, they call her J-Lo. They call me Slow.
Slow.
I feel like I have to tell them what I did. But I mean, whatever. I got Samantha's last name wrong at first, you guys. And it's like, I did it to Vinny Guadino, too.
Yeah.
So
I mean, well, that's a ridiculous last. His last name is like Guadagnino, a million letters.
Right. Thank you. Guadagnino. Yeah. I said Guadino, and I had the flashback of like Vanilla Ice going, yeah, theirs is dun, 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 dun. And ours is dun, 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 dun. And I was like, what's the fucking difference?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, literally. What, I mean, he has a million letters in his last. There's no way.
I know.
I don't even know where to begin.
He also has like 4 million followers.
No, I just peeped out the other day. He's humongous.
He's 4.4.
Yeah.
It's all women, too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Bring him on stage, any show, they go crazy.
The girls
love him. My cousin like saw that he was at the stand and she was like, are you kidding me? My cousin Nicole.
Mm-hmm. She likes him?
She like loves him. She's obsessed with him. And like one time we saw him like jogging. Remember we saw him jogging?
He'll jog around here.
Yeah, with his shirt off and stuff. And I'm like, we know who this is for. It's not even for your health, you know?
No. It's for the ladies.
And I told my cousin, she was like, what? I would die. I'm like, I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
He doesn't do it. I mean, I like him a lot. I think he's a great guy.
No, I think he's great. Yeah, yeah.
I tried to. I was like, I could get there, but I don't know.
I feel like from the show, though, he is.
No, from the show for sure. Yeah,
that's true.
But you know, it's.
Yeah, and he's also, he's the most normal. He wasn't like a Guido.
Right.
You know what I mean? I would have picked. Well, I remember when the show came out, I was like, oh, he would have been the one I would have chosen because I did the whole like. Blowout thing has never been my thing.
No, and they got
he's not bad looking.
They got like filler. He is cute. He's just not like rugged, like masculine enough for me. Like lately, I'm just like I'm looking for calloused hands.
Mm. Yeah, you know one thing about me, I love a masculine man.
This is a yellow scrunchie. If y'all can't tell, you know what I'm saying. And that's only because I couldn't find my pink one with pearls. And that's funny, but that's not a joke. That is not a joke. We actually were late coming here today.
I love you guys.
I was like, babe, where's my scrunchie?
If you guys haven't seen their, like, the hair video that you guys.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's true, too, because we really use the same products. We help each other out with that. Yeah. Like, she tried a new formula today.
Yeah, that and, is like, really working for me.
When she comes out of the shower, I'm usually like, yo, we should fuck. She came out the shower today. I was like, bitch, your hair?
Yeah, literally. It was like, it's so much definition.
What did you do different?
The curl pattern.
Yeah.
It's the curl pattern.
Yeah.
I feel like yours is really good on underneath.
Yeah. And your back here is great. Well, it's also like day 6 hair. I'm actually embarrassed. I thought we were gonna be wearing headphones. So I was like, it doesn't matter how the front is, but I'm going to put it up because I'm embarrassed.
You guys are so fucking funny to me. Whenever I see it's like certain comedy couples, I'm like, yes, I love these two together. And sometimes I'm like, ugh, you guys fucking cringe me out.
Yeah.
But you guys I love, I will. I don't care. There's a certain hostess at the stand who's still mad at me for saying her first name, whatever. Really? Bonnie and Rich, like Bonnie McFarlane and Rich, yeah. Like they, I just love their fucking relationship.
Yeah.
You guys just seem like at your house, you just kind of have fun all the time.
We really do.
That's why we wanted to have the podcast. Cause I was like, we would stay up until like 5 a.m. talking.
Right.
And I was like, I think we should probably show people this.
Yes. There's times where we're talking and like, I have to tell her, she has to tell me, yo, shut the fuck up because we have to save this.
We have to save this for the pod.
Because right. If we try it again, it's not going to look as original. We do that a lot. We have to write things down, be like, all right, put a pin in this. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
That's really, you're lucky though. Like you have a work relationship.
Yeah.
Like, and it's fun.
Yeah, it is.
It's very
we still
lucky.
Fight.
Yeah,
he pisses me off.
You got to. We're going to get into that.
Sometimes
I know this is a sandwich.
Yeah. It's a conversation. Like, tell me your worst.
You guys
fight.
Are great. Now give me all your icks.
Yeah. Honestly, because we live in a small apartment in the Lower East Side, and there's just room for one bad bitch sometimes. But often there are two bad bitches there.
And we have a dog.
And we have a dog.
Bitch as well. A bad bitch as well.
You got three bad bitches under one roof.
So, you know, sometimes it's like a fun work relationship. And other times it's just the bad girls club. Because it's like, bitch, come outside and say that shit again.
Because you guys are.
And I come out. Yeah, and then I come outside like my hair in a towel. Like, bitch, what you need to hear?
With your neck.
We get active.
Yeah.
We get active. You know.
Did you guys meet at comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember the day?
Yeah, we met at Glorelli's.
I assume it was an afternoon open mic.
No.
An afternoon?
That's funny, because we were doing them. We went to a couple mics like when we were dating.
Yeah, yeah. Cute.
But we met at Glory's birthday party, her 31st, at the stand, actually.
At the stand, It was like right with the first night that like you were allowed to have a bunch of like indoor stuff.
So right after a pandemic.
Yeah, it was June. It was June, and we had like gone into whatever phase that was.
Mm. And Glory's, what, 30 years of Glory? 30,
whatever it was.
I think it was 31
her first one.
That year.
Yeah, it was her first one.
Yeah.
It was like her glamour shots from when she was six.
I couldn't believe that. I walked in, I was like, because I didn't know Glory then.
Yeah.
And I was like, I thought it was just like a party, and then I walked in and there was like cutouts of her everywhere and like big faces of her everywhere. I was like, oh, right. I read her wrong.
You
I was like, this is gonna be like an understated party. Yeah. Like, welcome to the world, like welcome the world's opening, and it was
I
not.
Always
it was
remember
very much-
the party because Sam J closed the show out downstairs. Mm-hmm. And Sam J, she's just looking around, she's like, did this bitch die? There's so many pictures of her, it feels like we're talking at a funeral.
I remember, like, I think I was out of town or something, but I was invited, and I was just like, I feel like we're going to walk in and they're going to hand me like a Glory mask that I have to wear for the whole night.
Yeah.
Like, we're all Glory.
They did.
You're lucky
your
lucky spoiling 34 years of Glory, because that's what she's going to do.
Literally. Yeah.
I love that about her. I love that
too.
She refers to herself as Rihanna.
Yeah.
Like she's legendary.
She's great.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I feel like we see so many dudes that are that delusional.
Yeah, that are so obsessed with themselves.
Delusional was a bad word. Confident.
No,
you know what
I'm
saying? Rocking it.
Glory's the first person to be like,
I'm
delusional.
Myself.
Yeah, she's like, I'm absolutely delusional, and you have to be that way. And the awareness there is what I can appreciate. Yeah.
Right.
There's some guys walking around completely unaware.
No,
which is insane.
I think she knows it, and I think that she's like, well, maybe I'll trick some people.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares?
And crucially, she's funny. You know, she goes on stage and she's a lot of fun. And she's doing fucking the Netflix is a joke set this year, so she's doing very well.
Right.
And then 35 years of Glory, that's when we're gonna get married. We're gonna get married right where it all started. Right, 35 years of Glory.
So you guys met that night, and it's like a party. Mm-hmm. So you're just like attracted to each other from the jump.
So, well, he was in a relationship.
I was in a whole different relationship.
Yeah, but like we didn't. Nothing happened
this
at
is
that
so
night.
Good. I know.
No. No, he was in a relationship. I was like, I was in depression. And I don't even know why I was out that night, actually, because I was like in such a bad headspace.
You were out to steal somebody's man. Yeah. That's why you were out.
So, no, so I,
Samantha
like,
Lopez.
Stay low. Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
I remember seeing her, and I was in a relationship, and I was a good guy, so I didn't do anything crazy.
Were you there with your girl?
No, she was. Okay. She's not in comedy, so this was like I was like out at a work event.
Yeah.
You lied.
No, I was, though, at that time, to be fair. That was the first time. That's the first time I'd ever stepped foot in the stand at that point.
Oh, really?
I'd never been inside. And I saw Samantha and I was like, oh, she's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, because you know, in comedy, that's not usually the case.
That's true.
A lot of the time.
It's like, no warts.
Yeah.
What a unicorn.
It's like, I know the bar's on the floor, but she jumped it pretty high. You know what I'm saying? She got some vertical on that. And then I remember seeing her and registering that she was attractive, and then we didn't talk until after.
Yeah, I was single, and he was dancing to the Electric Slide.
Okay.
And I was like, he has rhythm, and I like that. Yeah. Right? So I was just like, oh, that's cute. And then his hair, I was like, oh, that's giving confidence.
Yes.
And so I was like, okay. And then I, like, noticed him. I noticed his green eyes, and I was like, he's really cute. And then we were I didn't talk to you at all.
No.
And then we were leaving, and then a comic was like, oh, I'm going to drive home. I'm actually going to drive JC home, and I'll drop you off home too. So I was like,
it
okay,
Gio?
Cool.
No.
Gio would have been trying to fuck me. Are you crazy? Let's be clear.
100%. And yeah. Who's to say that is even stopped? You know what I'm saying?
Gio would be cock blocking the
yeah,
whole time.
100%. So then he sat, because you guys live close to each other. So you sat in the front, and me and Kate sat in the back. Mm-hmm. And then he turned around, and I remember I actually didn't know you had green eyes. So he turned around and he looked at me and I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, he's really, really cute. And then I remember the girl who was driving us was like, oh, he is a girl. And I was like, okay, so I won't be flirty.
Yeah.
But he was talking about Hamilton because he's a nerd. And I love Hamilton. I was like a theater kid. Yeah. And so I was like, what? And he's like, I love it. He knew all the words. We were just talking about that.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And then I was like, oh, that was
Hamilton,
cute.
Hamilton, you guys are a gay couple.
Yeah, yeah. We really are. We're like two gay men.
Full lesbian couple.
We are a lesbian couple.
That's so cute.
Yeah, but then I was really in a depression. So I was in my house. I don't think I left the house again.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until the fall where I ended up hearing the same comic told me that he broke up with his girlfriend. I was like, I guess I should probably hang around him a little bit and see what happened.
So then we just traded depressions because I got broken up with by my girl.
Yeah.
And then I was sad. And then
sadness met. I just slid in his DMs and I commented on his sneakers because he's simple. And he's just a Puerto Rican guy. And I was like, nice sneakers. Are those Jordans?
And then I just went back to the fellas in the group chat. Like, this bitch is on my dick. She wants to fuck so bad. She doesn't even know I'm sad yet. Let's do it. Let's run it up. But no, it's funny. When you talk about you saw me dancing, I saw Samantha dancing as well.
Oh, yeah. I was dancing on another comic.
Let's go. Let's go.
None other than the immortal Max Manicoff. I was like, no!
Another one's biting the dust!
I had seen her for 7 minutes. I'm like, you were supposed to be different! You were the chosen one!
You're the unicorn!
That was fun. We met then and then we reconnected months down the line.
Yeah, yeah.
Max Manticoff, the last time I saw him, he came up to me and he goes, I heard, he's like, Sienna is the new queen of New York and you're out. I was like, okay, well, I was just in Detroit last weekend, so maybe I'm the queen of Detroit now.
Ever heard of Flint?
I don't know if you're familiar with Grand Rapids.
Rapids. Yeah, no, you probably wouldn't. You're not cultured. You don't know. Yeah,
you guys don't know. No, that's so funny. But you guys, were you, when you started, so you probably, hooked up a little before you were dating?
Yeah.
Do a little hookup thing for a while, and then you guys were secretive about your dating, weren't you?
We tried to be.
First one to call us out was actually Derek.
Derek Drescher.
Of course, that fucking knows you.
Just fucking eating? Like, it didn't even...
I mean, you said it, but since we're here, let's talk about it. No, man, he really did, though.
My accountant was like, do you want a $10.99 this Derek Drescher guy? Because you paid him X amount of dollars because he watches Mabel so much. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not going to $10.99 Derek. Fucking tax him on the dog walks.
Well, you know what?
Yo, he would be so mad.
So mad.
I would have gotten rage texts about that.
It would almost have been worth it just to see how angry he would be. You should still send him a fake $10.99 now.
You should. Please.
He would lose it.
Please. No, you have to because he'll be so upset. He will definitely rage text us.
He would. He'd be like, you got to pay me more than you got to account for these texts.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my God.
So, we were just sitting at a table and he just like, y'all are fucking.
Yeah.
Jesus. And then, Samantha.
No, that's not what he said. He said, you guys are dating. And then JC, without a thought, was like, no. And then I was like, I was, my blood was boiling. As soon as Derek got up, I was like, why was that so fast for you to say? Yeah.
Right.
And I was like, don't ever say that. And I was like, so we're just fucking? And you're like, no, it's not like that.
Samantha's so funny. Funny because she was like, hey, this is my business. I don't want anybody in my business. Let's make sure nobody knows. And then the second somebody asks, I'm like, nah. It's like, oh, so you don't want to claim me then?
Yes, that's me.
So
that's
I'm not your baby. I'm not your little baby pookie pear then.
You're ashamed of me? You are not going to admit to be dating me.
Yeah, that's literally what I was always like. Are you kidding me?
It's
yeah.
the ego. It's like, you're lucky to even be sitting next yeah. to me.
Let alone inside me raw.
Yeah.
And I was like, I thought I was doing the right thing. And I did the wrong thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was pissed.
And then that mistake was never made twice.
Yeah, was it?
Well, that
was
probably.
It? I don't think I.
No, I thought you were being funny. I was like, did that happen again?
That's what I'm saying.
It probably had to happen some kind of like that, yeah. You know, because somebody was going to find out eventually.
Yeah. Derek was just really, really on. It was soon.
Yeah.
He was just sniffing it out.
Yeah.
Did people tell you guys not to date comics?
Of course.
Oh, my God.
That's like the number one thing.
It's just ugly people say that. People.
You know, I did hear. Yeah. I heard that from Gio.
I heard from Derek.
And that's my guy.
And who's he dating now? A comic.
A comic, right. Yeah.
So I hate that. Yeah. Fucking Schumer was like the first one to always do that. I was like, why? I'm sure a bunch of them broke your heart, you fucking pig.
Yeah.
Like, of course you can't date like comics. Yeah. But like, my thing is like, why wouldn't you want to be with somebody who gets you?
Yeah.
Who is funny. Mm-hmm. Like nine times out of 10, they're probably going to be a naturally funny person.
Yeah.
Like, listen, there's some psychopaths in comedy that are only funny on stage and home and like I don't know what they do at home.
But you can see it. You can see when they like turn it off.
Yeah, where it's just
so
like,
weird.
Then they get off stage and if you like try to fuck with them, they're like earnest. Yes. And it's like, oh, you're not one of us.
Yeah. Literally.
You're an alien.
Yeah. That's literally who I was thinking of.
What a treat. What a treat it's been this last couple months to not have to see him.
I know.
And work with him.
Oh, God.
I hope that's the only enemy that I have.
Hey, Karen, how's it going? These girls are really on my dick. I don't know if you noticed.
Yo, for real?
He reads a script.
Yeah.
And he's just trying to be like, I'm this cool guy who gets a lot of girls. Right. And I'm like, I don't believe you at all.
You know he's...
No way.
Yeah, he looks...
I thought he was 50.
Yeah.
It's just like such a, I don't know, it's not stand-up comedy. Whatever he just accosts celebrities on the street. Yeah. And like, he's like, look, I can do your voice.
You can do your voice, which has to be weird.
It's weird.
Holy I think shit. It's really strange.
Jeff Goldblum loves it, though.
Yeah. Of course he does.
It's a weirdo.
Well, it's like there's certain people that, it's mostly, I feel like it's mostly men. They love it.
I was about
They're like, talk like me.
Yeah.
Be me. Yeah. Let me see it.
You know what
it.
This world needs? Another me.
Yeah.
They're doing me.
Yeah. Look at this guy. He's doing me.
He's doing me.
Yeah. I feel like I could walk up to Jeff Goldblum and do a terrible impression and be like, I love this guy.
Yeah, 100%.
I see it.
You have a future in this business, kid. 100%. Have you ever heard of The Stand?
So Derek Drescher found you guys out.
Yeah, he found us out.
And then you were like, okay, now we're dating and everybody knows.
No, we still told you, okay, shut up. What about it?
And we will say, I feel like, I don't think there's an industry in the world that we could have lasted longer as a secret than comedy because everybody's so into their own thing and what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when we finally like came out like official and started posting pictures and stuff, Jared Schwartz was like, I would have had no idea.
Yeah. He's like, wow. No, he saw you like, when he saw you leave with me or something.
Oh, yeah. No, he saw me on the way to the train to go to my job in the morning from the Lower East Side.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, I know somebody who lives in this area.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And then, yeah, and then he was like, but it was so late that he called. What do you say? Like, I have a thought. I have a theory. I think you're dating Sam. And he's like, yeah, man, everybody knows
that. Yeah, dude.
Like,
wow, Jared. We were holding hands at Gamma Lounge, dude. We're out. You're kind of late to the party, cuz.
Yeah, it was so late in the game. But yeah,
I would have never thought.
Yeah, people started asking us, and then we wouldn't be weird about it. But then we started posting pictures, and I realized how many people really didn't have any clue.
Yeah.
That, and then when you guys like did come out with the podcast, I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
This is
great. Oh, that's really nice to hear because most people are not. They don't feel that way.
I think it's so good.
It's the best.
I think you guys should be like hosting a show on like HBO Latino.
Say it louder.
Oh, shit,
right?
Shit.
Yeah.
Hola.
Yeah.
Or regular HBO if you listen in.
Yeah,
you know what
regular
I'm saying?
HBO, that's fine because we don't speak Spanish.
Or Def Jam Comedy. If you see my father, I could pass. I don't know.
You guys can host a show for HBO in the Netherlands. I think you transcend all genres.
There's mad ethnically ambiguous people in Holland.
Yeah, I know.
I felt mad at home there. And then there was a lot of hookers. I was like, this is too much. But it was nice.
I've never been there.
The red light district is as crazy as they like. It's just like naked women in windows like trying to sell.
I know
my
friend said it's literally like in the storefront, so it's like and you like look at like, oh, I like that bracelet. It's right. A pussy instead.
Yeah. These areolas are really speaking to me.
Yeah, that's gotta be
the funniest thing. I saw a guy like succumb to it. He's like, all right. And he just walked, and he was mad funny about it because he knew people were watching.
If you're
going
to do it, if you're going to do it anywhere, you should do it there.
Yeah, he just got to say, fine, I'll go in.
Yeah, you twisted my arm.
I wish we could get.
Fine, you made my dick hard. I'll go.
I wish we could get a woman from New York in the Netherlands, in like the red light district, because they'd be like, yo, stupid.
Yeah.
You don't want to fuck me? What are you, gay? And yeah, they just start wilding
they
out
just
on them.
Shame them.
Yeah. Fucking pussy. I'm going to fuck you anyway.
You gross.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah. You're well traveled, huh, JC? Yeah. I've never been.
Oh, yeah. He's been to China.
China a bunch of times. Yeah.
They're coming for us.
Yeah. No, they're, if you don't think they're here,
you must be talking
already.
To Gio.
No, Gio's my opener. He fucking drives me like to these like 3-hour gigs, and he just slowly infiltrates my brain. Yeah, I was like, dude. They're coming.
Oh
the
my
next
god!
The next thing you know, he's passing you a pamphlet. It's like, Gio, I didn't know you could read. Where'd you get this literature?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's my guy. Though.
I love Gio. No, I'll tell Gio. Like, I'm like, advocate for yourself, man. I'm like, ask for stuff. Da 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 da. But then he'll like swing for the fence.
No,
he'll
no,
be like,
he,
yo,
yeah.
He'll be like, can I get on Jim and Sam tomorrow? I'm like, that's not what I meant.
That, you've asked for too much.
You've done too much. Oh my god. Yeah, he doesn't get it. He doesn't get things in little pieces.
Right. I'm like, there's a spec. There's
yeah.
Scale.
You gotta build your way up to those things, bud. Yeah. And he doesn't. He'll like call. He'll call us. Like tell us things. Like, so I did this, and I'm like, why? What in that interaction made you think you should have done that?
I know he's done something like that before. I've said, and I'm like, just. Under the radar, man. Yeah, you just want to be funny.
Yeah, excited,
just gets, be funny. He does get excited.
He gets excited.
It's cute. I do for my daughter.
I love her.
I love his daughter.
She's the best.
She's that, great. She's so good, smart.
Yeah, how Gio is with his daughter is really what makes him palatable for most
over
people.
Over the
yeah.
summer, I was like, come hang out at the pool. So he comes with his daughter. Aww. And she shows up, and she had been like making these like scrunchies, like crocheting them. And I was like, bring them to the pool and we'll sell them, dude. Mm-hmm. I'll get the dog mom. In do like I was like, what do you want to do? 2 for $5, blah, blah, blah. And I had a bank for her. I was like, here's change.
Oh my god!
I think she made like $60.
You were her summer internship,
absolutely. And because I'm like shaming all my dog moms, I'm like, you know, $5 because she fucking crocheted the goddamn buy the fucking scrunchie.
Your mother's an addict.
But yeah, I love him. I do.
I love Gio.
I love Derek. Yeah. Those
are our guys. Those are like the first people in comedy that I feel like are like my peer, like that I'm like growing with.
Yeah. They're the best. And as I give them shit all the time because I'm like, they'll be like, oh, like if I'm like, put a woman on the line, we don't have a woman. Like, why do we have to do that? But they literally were the first people to embrace me. They like put me on their show. They had me on their podcast. They were like amazing for me.
Yeah.
They were great.
They're good guys.
Yeah.
Me, Derek, and Emma Willman used to like go take Derek's con body class. And then we would have our own like little mini like AA meeting at brunch afterwards. Aww. Like the three of us.
Yeah, Emma's great too. She's
Emma's
another one.
So good.
I love Emma. Yeah.
Dog, there's some like I can not count them, but like I really take it personally when comments are very nice and pleasant.
Yeah.
Because they're not always.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many that are just not that fun to be around, and Emma's consistently one of the best.
Yeah, she'll like stop us Emma. Anywhere we are and like talk to us.
She's right.
Great. Yeah, she's the best.
She's so genuine. She's my mom's favorite comic.
Yeah.
My mom's a SPED teacher, and Emma talks about her like dyslexia and ADHD stuff. My mom's like,
she's
one of my SPED kids. I love her.
One of my little babies.
I love that.
Yeah, no, she's great. I love Emma.
Does your mom still work?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow, that'd be great.
She retired.
Yeah.
She's old. My dad's never going to retire, though.
He just wants to do stuff?
Yep.
What does he do?
He bartends on a ferry.
Oh my god, I love that. That's what my dad should be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad retired, he's just bored. Yeah. So he doesn't do anything. And I want him to work at Trader Joe's for the discount.
So cute.
But I think it would be cute because I think he really would. You know, like they say like, if they're reading a script usually, but my dad would be genuine because he uses everything at Trader Joe's. My dad cooks.
Yeah.
He'd be perfect. A customer advocate.
He loves it.
And good marketer.
Yeah. So, but also I think a bartender who would really be up his alley because he'd also be drinking under the table.
Yeah, and then he's got a little bit of dementia, so he'd just be serving
everybody a little
extra shots, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's hard, right? Like, I mean, I understand, like, my mom sort of, like, saw, the end of their lives, or, like, whatever, like, after they were done working one way, and, like, my dad just, like, never thought about it.
Well, I'll go figure. A man didn't think about the future. That's crazy.
We're gonna talk about what you guys fight about in a minute. I can't wait. So, but like my mom, of course, just pictured like, oh, it's going to be the two of us doing cute activities every day. We'll go to the beach. We'll walk the dog. My dad hates the beach. My dad's going to be bored at an antique store.
Yeah.
He's like, and she'll drag him places and he will like put on a smile. But like you put him behind a bar, you give him something to do. And I think like it does help with like dementia.
It does. No, it really does.
You need to be active.
My dad not doing anything, I think, is what he's so forgetful of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my mom was like sad, but now they're kind of like getting to a place where like they're figuring it out. Like,
oh, good.
He takes March off. They go to Florida and they do whatever the hell she wants.
Mm-hmm. And they like each other.
They like each other because they were like best friends.
That's good.
Always. And like they're funny together. Yeah. And they can, you know, obviously they've been married for 47 years.
Yeah.
They can be mean to each other 1 second and like love each other the next.
Oh, that's nice. That.
They're not a big grudge holder.
Wow. Yeah. What's it like?
I know, right?
That's crazy.
But like, he's still a man. Like, he's still, I forget what he did. Like, she was actually like, we went out to eat. We ordered fried pickles for an appetizer. Ask me how many I had.
I love it. I love it.
How many fried pickles your father need to eat? Fucking 20? Boston accent. Ask me how many your mother had. One. Yeah. One fried pickle.
And then you ask him, he's like, the woman eats like a fucking snail.
Yeah, exactly.
She has no urgency. Everything's la-di-da with her. And that's, I can't do it. I eat a pickle.
She wanted the pickles bad enough, she would have got it.
Literally, I feel like every parent is the same.
Yeah.
That's literally an argument my parents have had.
Yeah, that's real shit, though.
Your parents are still married?
On paper. Yeah, my parents, they live separate.
They do.
My dad lives in Florida and my mom lives in New York, and then they really don't like each other at all.
Okay.
But when my dad comes to New York, he stays there like they're roommates, and they think that they can like live like that. And then of course, 2 weeks in, my mom's like, get this motherfucker out of my house.
Out of my home.
Yeah. She's like, I can't have him here. And like, yeah, she's kicked him out. He's got to get an Airbnb. It's like a real thing.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's as bad as it's ever been right now.
Oh, really? My God. Oh, yeah. My dad had a mini stroke and they couldn't even get along to get through that. Like, crazy. Because my dad changes the locks and my mom's like the house in Florida that my mom doesn't even live in that state. And then he's like, oh, by the way, I changed the locks. Here's the key. Change the locks without me knowing.
Yeah, she's mad.
Go fuck yourself. He's in the hospital. She had to leave him in the hospital to go to the house. And she's like, go fuck yourself.
No way.
Yeah.
That's like my dad almost died 1 year from like kidney stuff.
Yeah.
He just like ignores all his shit. And it was on Thanksgiving and my mom's just yelling. He's in the hospital. She's yelling, you have to do this on Thanksgiving? It's fucking Thanksgiving, Richard. My dad is almost dead.
Yeah. I got the fucking turkey in there for 3 hours.
I guess we have next year. Maybe if you survive, you fucking asshole.
I finally got the fried pickles I've been looking for. I'm gonna fucking ruin it. That's real
so
shit.
So funny.
Yeah.
But yeah. Man, Matt, what about your parents, Jason?
My parents have been divorced. They're super divorced. They're actually now, because my older sister had a kid. So now they're starting to be in the same place together.
Because of the baby.
Because of the baby. Yeah. And also, you know, time has passed and they're both engaged to be married.
Okay.
Like, soon.
So, yeah, to other people.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Like,
it's
what did they have you when they were 14?
They were like in their early 30s. They're both like...
No, I think they're in their 20s, your mom said.
Oh, yeah. Early 30s, late 20s. But yeah, they've been together.
They're both marrying new people now?
Both marrying new people.
Wow. Yeah. Did they find them kind of later in life?
No. So my mom had her fiance for like almost a decade now.
Oh, okay.
And, oh, wow. Has it really been that long?
It's been a long time.
Oh, wow.
And then my dad more recently found his partner. And they're both great, but they're awesome. And they're finally, you know, feels easy for me because now I don't have to...
It's good for your sister. You got two sets of grandparents.
Yeah.
And her guy's parents. So three sets.
It's crazy.
Babysit is everywhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's good. It's we're living opposite lives. Like her parents are in the worst place they've ever been. My parents is up big, and this is one of the things we fight about.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
Yes. I'm what like, a perfect segue.
Yeah, there's a meme on the internet where it's a guy and a girl texting each other and the girl is like, oh my God, I'm having a terrible day. And then the guy's like, oh, what's wrong? But in his head he's thinking, damn, when is this bitch gonna have a good day?
So bad that like because we talk about the podcast that my best friend listens to the podcast and send me that meme. I was like, this is you and JC.
I was like, when is this bitch gonna have a good day? But no, we don't actually fight about that. But sometimes, like, I'll be in the mood and I'll, like, keep trying to make a joke about something.
Yeah, like, I'll be like, my parents will be in the worst place they've ever been in. They're both calling me about it. Right. And my parents are, like, older now, so I'm just, it's just sad for it's me sad. To see them at, like, 71 trying to figure this out. Yeah,
fighting. I know.
I'm like, just be together. You're not, don't fuck.
Yeah. Right,
but it's
right,
for the companionship at this point. Come on.
You gotta have somebody to take care of you.
Yeah, I'm like, otherwise, now I'm the only girl. Now I have to step in. That's annoying. Right. Like, do it for me. And you know what I mean? You did it for me this long. Keep it going.
It's annoying.
Yeah. I'm like, come on. You're not going to change up at the end of your life. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't.
And then in the midst of all this, I'll jump in and give terrible advice like, yo, just don't let it affect you that much.
Yeah.
That would make my blood boil. Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about? They're my fucking parents. My fucking blood. Not going to affect me.
Yeah. Then he's like, oh, you're new to this divorce thing, huh? And
I'm like, oh, first divorce?
Yeah. That's what he does. I'm like, oh, this must be your first divorce. Yeah.
Try doing it. I did this when I was fucking 6 years old. I've been divorced since I'm 6 years old.
Literally.
Since I'm six.
Yeah.
Now, what are some things that JC does that irritate you?
What do you do? He does little things that are stupid, but there's these poker chips at the stand.
Wait,
the
what?
Poker chips at the stand in the green room?
Yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. He just takes them home.
That's great.
And then he leaves them around the apartment.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, why are there poker chips? Like, there'll be a poker chip on the table, like a poker chip in the kitchen. So, like, why are there poker chips? Like, oh, I don't know. I just like to have them. And I'm like, well, I don't want them here.
Right.
So I'll put them in his bag. And I'm like, when you get back to the stand, drop them off.
Deposit them.
Yeah. Or I've taken them back myself. Yeah. And then the next day they're back on the table.
JC, you have to explain this.
No, it drives me insane. It's something small, but it makes me want to kill him. I'm like, why are they there in the bathroom?
And I get that. And your feelings are valid. In my defense,
I have a gambling addiction.
I don't know if you've heard of me. I'm a little autistic. I need a couple of stimuli, and it's my little stimuli.
It's like a fidget
thing.
Spinner.
No, you wouldn't like that either. That's tacky.
Well, this would be one.
The poker chip, I feel like, goes with the decor, you know, with the room.
I'm picturing you like flipping one at her, like Annie and fucking double.
I don't even gamble at all. Like, not even sports gamble, no FanDuel. I just like having the poker chips around.
Like having little trinkets. Yeah. That's funny.
And yeah, he doesn't gamble at all.
Yeah, and now it's a little funny.
So random.
Yeah, and now it's just a little funny because I know she hates them, so I'll just.
I
try to keep them hidden. But I can't.
Oh my god, it's gotten me like really upset. Like we'll be cleaning, and I just like grab a stack of them, and I'll put them down, and I'm like, take these to the stand. Yeah. And it's so, and like I know it's a ridiculous thing, but it's driving me nuts.
It's really funny to me.
Yeah, anytime we fight, I've usually done something kind of stupid. I'm not gonna lie. Samantha's pretty fucking cool. She be chilling. She's pretty thoughtful.
Women are very thoughtful.
Yeah, you guys are pretty awesome. And then sometimes I just real dumb, real idiot move. Yeah. Inconsiderate.
I want to talk about the male brain.
Yeah, I would love to.
You know, shit.
I date men.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. I'm sorry to hear that.
And I just get so confused with you guys sometimes at the lack of thoughtfulness.
Yeah. There's nothing. I feel like there's nothing happening.
Yeah. It's something happening, but we're just like focused on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I think our priorities are like rapidly changing at all moments.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes in a fight, it's like, but this is the most important thing.
Oh.
Like, that's just what I'm thinking at the time. It's probably not that though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like women, like when I'm like in like, you know, close proximity, like the guy I'm dating, I'm just like constantly like, are you hungry?
Yeah.
Are you comfortable?
Are you good?
Yeah. Are you nervous in this situation? How can I make you feel better? And just
literally.
You just
all
do that
time.
All the time.
Yeah. I'm always thinking about somebody else and how they're feeling and all that stuff.
Yeah. Cause I think you're probably, we're going to talk about fitness next. You're probably like just in tune with your own feelings and like your own comfort level and like are able to like communicate it
100%.
I'm like, why are we so much better than them?
I can't believe it's hard for them.
That's the thing. It comes so easy to us.
It's so natural
because you guys are very aware of what you like and how you want to be treated and you act in ways that show other people like, this is what I would like to receive at the same time.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of just walking through like, yo, shit is pretty lit right now. It's pretty good. Yo,
you're actually very thoughtful.
I try to be.
For a man.
Right.
Yeah. No, but like, you know, when things are good, my thing is when things are good, I lose sight of the ball. I'm like, oh, it's time to slack off. Shit is pretty good.
Oh, that makes sense.
Shit is pretty good. So good. Why are we working?
I understand. Nice. I understand that. Yeah. That was insight.
It's not right,
thank
but
you.
It definitely that was insight.
Yeah. That was insight that I can sort of like understand.
Yeah.
It's not right, but I definitely do that sometimes. I'm like, oh, things are really nice. Why change anything? Who cares?
Why go on a date?
I got in a fight with my boyfriend because we were in this comedy. We were in a hotel at Roar Comedy. Shout out to Roar Comedy Club. You guys are a great crowd. Thanks for coming out this weekend. So, I am serious. I'm sorry about that snort.
Yeah.
Mabel's, you guys see, she's a lot. She's a big dog, and like, she's never really in cars. I leave her here mostly, like, so she's familiar with her routine. I don't try to stress her out.
Yeah, I get that.
He did such a good job. Like, we rented this big ass car. He made her bed up in the back, and it was just like,
oh my
so
God.
Like,
oh my God, you were wet immediately.
100%.
Oh my God, it's the best.
Roadhead all the way there. Yes. If this car wasn't so big, like, it would have been roadhead all the way there. So like, there's so many pro. Like, he's already like, and he drove us there. Like, nobody's ever really like done something like that for me to sort of like make an experience easier for me. Like, I didn't have to find somebody to watch Mabel. I didn't. The last time I did that gig, I took the train by myself and walked in Springfield. It was kind of scary.
Yeah,
that's nuts.
So it was just like companionship, felt taken care of.
That's really, really nice.
Felt safe. So I mean, kudos for that.
Yeah, amazing.
But. It's pouring rain all day.
Yeah.
This dog needs like exercise because she's like anxious in the hotel. Yeah. And every time, like, if we both leave, she's barking. If one of us is there, she's all right. Anyway, I go out and it's me taking her out in the rain every single time. Mm. My boyfriend's from Key West. He's delicate when it comes to temperature. I'm from the Northeast, so I can fucking tough it up. It's my dog. It's my responsibility.
Yeah. I get that.
It's my dog. But I come in from the rain and I am soaking wet. The dog is fucking drenched. And I have her like leash and I like wanted to go to the gym and she jumps up on the bed. Mm. He's sitting and he's typing. He's like journaling. He's like, get off the bed. She's getting the bed all dirty. Get off the bed. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? I'm sorry. Are you journaling right now?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Maybe you can get her off the bed.
Help out. Like, you can alpha her. She's like, she'll get off if you yell at her. I was like, I have a crazy idea. Why don't you get a towel and bring and dry her off?
Yeah.
And he did eventually like apologize for that. But just like in that moment to not be like, I'm going to help out.
Yeah.
But just be like, that's like, sorry. He's like, the smell of wet dog. It's just so bad.
There's nothing I hate more than that.
I'm like,
oh my God, I do hate that.
You know what we do sometimes? I feel sometimes when we're doing a good job, like we've done thoughtful things. It's like, oh, look at all the nice things that I've done. I've proven myself here.
Yeah.
I think I've done a great job.
Yeah. Right.
I get lazy and it's like, I think that kind of can't stop.
Yeah.
But it's such an instinct in my head. We're like, I've done great. She knows my body. She knows I'm fun. I'm awesome. If she doesn't know that by now, then what are we doing here? And then sometimes I'll slack off and be like, but I'm so the best.
Yeah.
We're having such a good time.
Right.
And then she'd be like, motherfucker, no, this is, you still have to do.
Yeah.
And
I'd
be like, but I just did like 2 weeks ago. You don't remember that?
I guess it's like guys like count what they do for people. And like for me, I'm just doing.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not like, well, I did this morning, so I shouldn't do it now.
Yeah.
But guys, I think they're like, it's such an effort for you guys.
Yeah.
To be thoughtful, it's not.
It is. It's not second nature for me to be like super thoughtful and nice.
What do you think that you guys are good at that comes first nature to you that's hard for us?
Shit, I don't want to say anything without sounding like a misogynist and women's.
I know, but it's okay. Safe space.
You know, I don't think I make a big fucking deal about things. I don't make this big fucking stink. If something doesn't go, if I didn't get any fried pickles, that's just what happened. We can order more pickles. The problems can be solved without this big emotion. I don't know. I think you guys are pretty good at most things.
But I think men sometimes are better at maintain like keeping like an even keel,
maybe
some
I
feel like definitely because I
pop off like a psycho and I'll say the meanest thing that comes to my mind. It's like I will come up behind you, like you'll say something, like he said something pretty benign. I don't know, we were at dinner and he was like, whatever, he wanted me, I'm like, fucking bring up all this shit, he loves my pie, babe. You're watching, hi, I love you.
Hey,
sorry,
baby.
It's just an example I'm gonna use right now. We were at dinner, he wanted me to get off my phone, and he told me I was being boring, and that hurt my feelings. So I looked at him and said, well, why don't you just be more interesting than my phone?
Yeah.
I was like, this is a toad doing a pirouette right now. Can you do a pirouette? I didn't think so. Leave me alone. Which is terrible thing to say to someone.
No mistake, I would cry. that would break me.
Yeah. And I also would be watching a toad doing a pirouette as well. Or a husky saying hello.
Our fight would have been different because I'd be like, oh, so you're just gonna watch dog TikToks without me? So we're not best friends. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Cool.
I don't pop off. Like I feel like the old Samantha. I was very like quick to tell somebody how they feel. Although you say when I get pushed to extreme.
Yo, you get mean. Yeah.
Well, because I'm more just like, all right, then don't talk to me. I'm good about, I can live in a space and a very uncomfortable space.
Yeah.
And I'm very used to it. Dog. So I'm like, hey, all right, I'll act like you don't exist here. And I'll just go about that way, which is probably crazy.
That's a skill.
Yeah, it is a skill.
You have to understand what it's like to grow up with parents that hate each other.
I see. I hear you. You're so, like, I'm comfortable in uncomfortable air. Yeah. Like, when the air's bad.
The most comfortable.
Okay.
two New Year's ago, we were in a big fight.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And, we were, not a big fight, like, this isn't going to work anymore. But, we had pissed each other off. And we went to her family's house for New Year's. And she's like, perfect. Everything's all good.
Floating around. Yeah. Hey, everybody.
And now I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, I guess the problem's solved.
Stupid.
Yeah, what an idiot.
As soon as we left.
As soon as the door shut.
Back on.
I was like, that's scary.
I do that. Yeah. You gotta do that.
You gotta be able to do that.
You gotta do that. You don't want everybody to know you're mad.
Yeah.
Oh my God. My boyfriend's gonna kill me. Same thing. We were fighting because he wanted the last bite of my ring ding or whatever. And I ate the ring ding. It was my fault. And whatever. So we were mid fight and he was like getting up to like throw trash away. And my friend and her boyfriend and like his kid come up. And I'm like, hey, this is my new boyfriend. We fell in love in Key West.
Yeah.
And I'm the happiest I've ever been.
I love him so much. 2 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. It's like, and that's like, honestly, that's like my ick. Like when somebody can't, when you show everybody that you're in a fight.
I agree. It's weak.
I hate it.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you don't put on a show immediately.
Right.
Oh my God. I can't. I will never.
You're going to pout? Go home.
Don't show up.
No.
Don't let everybody know. Why are you making everybody uncomfortable?
Right. You're pouting.
I hate
children
that.
Pout.
I think we went wrong as a society when you guys started voting. I'm not going to lie. That was wild. The misogyny in me rose. I'm like, get out of the kitchen.
I think it was bad when they gave us credit cards.
Yeah, that was the problem. That was stupid.
No, that's funny. But no, I don't know. I don't know if in our relationship, like I do anything better. I think we do things different. Mm-hmm. Like when Samantha feels big emotions, it's important for her to feel them and stay in them. And like, this is how my process is getting through them.
Yeah. I feel things very extremely.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where he evens me out.
Yeah. And because me, I try not to. Like I'm trying not to because I know if I go up and down, I feel exhausted.
Yeah.
So sometimes when she feels
you wear him out. He's like a rescue puppy. go.
Dog, when she feels big, I get nervous because I'm like, she's going to fucking crash. And she's like, no, you won't let me feel my feelings. I'm like, I don't know what to do here.
Yeah.
You want me to let you feel terrible?
You have no idea what I've been through.
I'm like, you want me to let you feel terrible? Yes.
Yes.
I'm like, well, it feels weird to me.
Experience. Yeah. Be my witness.
Yeah.
Witness this. Witness this exorcism, and then I'll be better.
Yeah.
And that's how she
is. Literally what it is.
I'm still trying to learn. I'm like, all right. You're miserable, and that's okay, right?
I mean, how lucky are you to get to experience this dynamic woman?
You know, people gotta.
Making me feel seen. I was like, I gotta go back to therapy because I stopped, and now I'm like, actually, I'm perfect. So, I did this one pod, and I feel great.
Have us back in a month, and we'll tell you about a lot more fights. They're coming. We have been doing a good job, and I'm just gonna go home with a brand new bitch with a whole different strategy.
Yeah, like I'm not apologizing for anything. Yeah.
Do you guys make each other laugh during fights?
No, I don't think so.
Do we?
No, I don't think it's. Yeah,
I've had moments where
you are better though.
I'm better. I will because I can make it. I can make it because I can go. I can go in and out. Because
for me,
it's like we're fighting. I guess I'm mad at you, but also.
If a joke's there, I gotta say it.
I gotta say it. And I also, like, I know we're gonna get back to this eventually, so I gotta bring it up.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. One of the first, like, in the first month of us, like, you know, dating and hooking up, I was like, yo, I don't see this going anywhere, but I'm like, I'm not ready.
Right.
I just got out of something. I'm not trying to get back in. All the bullshit. You know? And then she was like, fine. Okay, cool. And then, you know, we went out to a show. We saw each other there. And then, you know, she was like, come home. come on with me.
I was like, just come back.
And what I was like, all right, cool, I'm coming. Right. And then, you know, the next day, because it was a big conversation, we had it, and then she showed me a video, this TikTok of a guy like, you know, I know we said we was going to stop talking, but stop fucking. And I started dying laughing. I'm like, we're not ready to make jokes about this yet.
I was like, I'm ready to do it.
Funny, yeah.
Yeah.
She's always first, like when we're in a big situation, she's always the first one to crack the joke.
That's, yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
I do love that. That's fun.
Yeah. I'm a joker too.
To be.
I love that. I do.
I'll joke like mid fight though. Like my ex who wasn't a comic.
Yeah.
It was a lot harder with him.
I can imagine.
Yeah, because I can't help myself. Like, if he would be like saying stuff and I'm like, like, whatever. And he would just be so earnest, like on the verge of tears. It's not funny.
Oh my God. Yes, that's I've done that. I've definitely done that. And they get upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we ever have that moment, it's because it's something super small. Like the last time she tried to crack a joke and I wasn't in the mood is because I was like super sunburnt in Mexico.
Oh my God.
And like I had a wild tail.
She's like, my lobster. You're my lobster.
No, it's because I was like, are you 3 years old? The way he put on his sunblock.
She just started flaming
it
me.
It was just like, it looked like a map of the world. Right. Like it's red and white all over. And I was.
And she's dying.
He's standing there like just in his boxers and in the Airbnb and I'm hysterical laughing.
Oh my God, it's not funny.
Yeah. And I was like, so you
pissed. Look like a puzzle.
Yeah. What he
looked
like.
And I was like, I'm in pain. This hurts.
Yeah, he was so mad at me. I had to like hold it in.
Just women and lotion application. Yeah. We're just good at
it. What are we good at?
Yeah, that's another thing. I do struggle with it. It's funny, but it's not a joke.
How
it's
did
true.
You? I'm like, who's been putting on your. Has it been your mom all these years?
I don't know. Yeah, my shit got fucked up and I was not happy about it.
It was so funny.
She's definitely the first one to crack a joke, and I do love that.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it lets me know that, this is going to be okay eventually. Even if it's bad now.
Right. Like, we're still the same people.
Yeah. The same people. I'm just really pissed off.
Yeah. And it's like, my thing with like fights sometimes is that sometimes like fighting is like less about getting to a solution sometimes and more about like, what can I say?
Of course.
To either like negate what I've done or to flip it around and blame you.
Yeah. It's always, so a lot of times it's like, who wants to be right?
Yeah.
You just want to be the one that's like, well, I was right and you were wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think I try to be like, okay, I will admit my wrongdoing, but then I'm like, where's yours?
Yeah.
I have to say that every guy I've ever dated has always been the worst. And like JC is literally like the first fight we ever had in the middle of it. He's like, you know what? You're right. And I was like, ew.
The heavens opened up.
I was like, gay. Yeah. I'm like, you're supposed to gaslight me.
Right?
Where's your script? Read the script.
You're going to let me win?
Yeah.
Already?
It was so like, and then he was like, no, actually you say it like that. And
makes
I was like,
sense, yeah.
What? And then I had to learn. Now what I have had to learn is how to like let go of being mad. Cause now I'm like, well, now I'm mad at you.
Right.
And now you've just apologized and I don't know what to do with this mad
with
feeling. So now I'm just like, all right.
Yeah.
So could you know that?
Yeah. Good.
You better.
And don't forget.
Yeah. And then I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
the first time I ever apologized mid fight, she was like, hit me.
Like, this is crazy. Yeah.
I was like, babe, stop.
I get paranoid. I'm not like smoking pot. I'm trying not to, but whenever I do, like lately I've just been like getting paranoid and I did it the whole like hotel and I was like, I left Mabel alone with like my boyfriend and I like ran back. I'm like, are you going to hit my dog? And he was like, no. And I'm like, he's never given a sign that he would ever do anything like that. I was like, I think it was the weed.
No, so there are certain strains, I guess, that I've smoked that have made me super, like I've sat with Monroe, like when I lived alone with her, with my dog. And I've been like, what if she just bit my neck and like killed me?
Right. I think that about Mabel too. Cause like we wrestle sometimes and she's like, and I'm like, is this when I die?
Yeah. Like I'll do that. Yeah. If I'm high, I'm like, she could kill me right now. Yeah.
I think you guys are putting that on the weed. I think you guys have the same problem. I don't know.
We're
if we can
crazy.
Blame that on the
did you love thoughts. Monroe right away?
Yeah. Right away. And I've not that I've never been a dog person, but I never was a pet person.
Yeah.
So I never spent, like, Monroe's the dog that I spent the most time with in my life. And like, she was so sweet.
Monroe is obsessed.
Yeah. You got to send a picture of Monroe to Nicole.
Okay.
Just send like one.
I'm going to send like 50 of them.
Yeah. What you guys just did is made a fucking huge mistake. Get ready, because you know sometimes when you send a lot and it becomes an iCloud link, that's what's going
to
happen.
Yeah. But Monroe is actually, my dog is how I got him back to my place after our first date.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because I was, you know, I knew I wanted to have sex with him, but I was like, you know, you have to play the whole thing.
Right.
And it's, I was like, he didn't know me enough yet. So I was like, let me just be like, oh my God, you should meet my dog.
Very yeah. smart.
He was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then I was like, in my head, I'm like, of course he knows what I'm doing.
Oh, I'm not a closer. I had no idea what was going on.
Wow.
I
was
like, oh,
this must be a cute dog. And I'm here like,
she's talking this dog up. It must be good. The whole time it's just a euphemism for her puss. And I was like, oh, well, this is pretty good too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So yeah, I had to get him over that way. And yeah, and then we.
Was it important to you that your guy likes your dog?
I couldn't be with somebody.
I know. Me too.
Who my dog didn't like, or if he didn't like my dog.
Right.
Yeah. There's no way.
Yeah.
And I had, you know, a little bit of a hoe phase, and Monroe was not about a lot of people.
Right.
Like, she's a very friendly dog, so yeah. She's never like growled or anything, but she's very much like, you know, she's off to herself. So she, like, if she'd be like, get away from me and like leave and like, go into the bedroom, like not hang out.
Oh.
And she was like laying on you.
Right.
Because he is not lying. He is not a closer, because he was just sitting there. We were in my apartment for like 3 hours.
Stop
and
it.
He didn't even try to kiss me.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And my dog is laying on his lap and he's just rubbing her. And I had to be like, I mean, what do I have to do that? Like, what? I literally was like, what did this dog do to get this? To deserve this? You're rubbing her titties. I have titties. They're not big, but...
So when we said that I wasn't a closer, it was fun. And then you said something about a hoe face and it's not fun anymore. Let's elaborate a little bit on that. And now you guys get a front seat to how we work through problems. Because the fucking nerve that this broad has. No, I'm just kidding.
JC, you had a hoe phase too, I'm sure.
His entire life was a hoe phase.
Yeah. I caught chlamydia once. I was very proud.
Oh my God.
I was very proud.
Very proud of it.
Because I never got mono. So I was like, oh, this is like adult mono.
Mono is happening?
Yeah, when you made out with people in like high school.
I feel like that was like my mom's thing. Did you get mono?
I was like, I'm your mom.
My mom used to talk about it in her school, and then I watched it like on TV shows, and I was like, this is not real.
I had mono. It like went through my like grade 1 year. Like I was in high school. I had to like miss my senior play, like one of the performances. I remember just
being, were you a singer?
Super tired. I mean, I was in a couple musicals because nobody else would try out. I wasn't good though. I was in more like the straight plays or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I got mono 1 year and I was like, I can't, you just feel really tired and your glands and your throat. I remember my throat hurt.
Yeah. It's like a throat thing.
Yeah. Bro, I remember when mono went through my grade and hit all the people that were like hooking up with each other. And it's embarrassing when everybody's out of school cause they're making out and I'm still going to class every day. I'm like, they know I don't get bitches.
I went to a Catholic school and all the nuns got it. I was like, you sluts.
Yo,
I went to Catholic school and we didn't get a mono phase. That's crazy. I'm pissed.
That's how you knew you late bloomer.
I was actually a late bloomer. I actually didn't make out until I was like 15.
There you go.
Yeah,
I was
me too,
so
though.
Scared because I thought I was going to be a bad kisser. And like everyone would play like truth or dare.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, no, like what if I'm a bad kisser and everyone spreads a rumor that I'm a bad kisser? So I just didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I was so scared. Then I was like, I thought it was going to lead me for life. I thought I was never going to kiss anybody.
We did like, we played Spin the Bottle.
Yeah.
And we were like in like a tree hat or some fort, like I must have been like in eighth grade. And every time it landed on me, I would like go to kiss this guy and I would whack my head on this beam. Like I did it like four times. I never learned my lesson.
Four times?
Yeah. I was really dizzy by the eye. I was like a fucking goose egg on my
head. I was like, what? Oh my God. I would just be like, no, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm like, this is childish. Kissing is childish. I don't want to play this game.
Kissing in those situations always sucked too because it was like the guys would lead with their tongue.
Ew, yeah.
And you'd like, everybody was watching you and sometimes they would count.
Yeah, they would.
You'd have to do it for like 10
seconds.
How long
you had to do it? Yeah, yeah, it was always a nightmare for me. I would never do it. I was like, no, I don't, this is stupid.
I didn't lose my virginity until I moved to New York, even though my high school boyfriend tried to have sex with me, but not that hard. Not hard enough.
I had my first kiss at 15 and I also lost my virginity at 15.
Did
I
did you
all
really?
This what a year.
Big year.
Big year for me.
Big year for Sammy Lopez back in the day.
Did you go to like a co-ed Catholic school?
No, I went to all girls.
Wow.
Yeah. But we had like brother schools.
Yeah. We're in New York.
In New York, yeah. So I went to St. Vincent Ferrer, which is on 65th and Lex.
Okay.
And then Xavier on 16th Street was our...
We had a Xavier boys school in Massachusetts, too. We had Catholic Memorial and BC High.
Yeah.
My sister went to an all-girls school. I, like, got in and, like, scored great on the test. I was going to get, like, a scholarship through a fucking tantrum just because like, I couldn't go to school without dicks. What a slut. Like, that. Like, put your daughter in the all-girls school if she's complaining this much.
Yeah, that's literally a sign.
But yeah, didn't work.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. All girls school.
Yeah, it was high.
So
loved
you
it.
Hooked up with the brother school boys. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, JC, close your ears.
No, he knows. He knows the vibes.
He knows everything. Yeah.
I hooked up with them, and then out of all of that, I ended up with my gay best friend. My gay best friend is who I've taken along with me. Yeah. But all the I had one high school boyfriend. He was like my boyfriend throughout all of high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
And then
we actually just met his mom.
Oh yeah. Yesterday.
I just met his mom yesterday.
Yesterday.
Wow. You guys are really integrating. Mm-hmm.
That was not on purpose.
Yeah. Nope.
I almost had half a mind to be disrespected. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy? What is she doing?
Yeah, she just came over. She's like, hey, look at pictures of my grandson. I'm like, can you get out of here?
Beat it.
Is this bigger than my boys? Is it bigger? Because he's still looking. Which is funny because he is.
Yeah, he is.
You guys get competitive with comedy?
Competitive. I don't think competitive, but I know for me, I definitely get I get tunnel vision with comedy. Mm-hmm. And like I'll pick up spots I don't need to pick up, and I'll try to work on days where we don't have to work, and I'll be so simple-minded in my pursuit that I'm like, oh, we haven't gone on a date in a while, and she has to be the one to tell
Sam,
me.
Sam, he's good.
No, yeah. She has to tell me. Like
you're listening.
Yeah. It took a while though.
No, he is though. He does. He does listen.
I feel terrible though because I do it. I still do it, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry that I feel like I'm making you work for things that are very simple, and I get mad at myself that I can't just see. I feel like you see the big picture so much better, and I get so fucking. I'm like, but what about the spot at the shop?
Yeah, they'll pay me for it in 4 years.
Shoppy. Yeah,
I know
that. And Brady's gonna be bad, and it's like I freak out.
Yeah. I've dealt with that, I guess, before. I think it depends. Like when I was dating, I used to date one of the Lucas brothers, and they were like, back in the day, they were.
That's a credit.
Thank you. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, we were just talking about them in the green room the other day.
Academy Award winning dick. give me an Oscar. But they would make me mad sometimes. They were getting a lot of opportunities and they were canceling on gigs last minute a lot. Yeah. Like big shows that like I had emailed like bag I would have killed to be on.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't like hand it off to me because it was like.
Oh, that would piss me off.
It was a 2-person decision. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was like a little like dicey, and like they did do a lot for me. They put me on their show. I opened for them. I opened for them at Stress Factory, and their mom was in the audience, who's the sweetest woman. And I go to Keith. I dated Keith. He's the nice one. And I said, hey, and this is like, I mean, I'm dirty now, but like when I first started, it was nothing but filth. It was just like, and I was talking about sucking his big black dick on stage, like in front of his mother. No. But I said to Keith, I was like, do you think your mom's going to like me? And he's like, no, she's going to think you're disgusting. I was like, cool, 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 cool. I go up, I bomb, and it was sold out.
Yeah. No.
I bombed so hard. Worst bomb of my life. Mookie Thompson. Do you know Mookie Thompson?
No.
He used to be around a little more, but he was there, and he was like, Karen, it was like watching a snake eat itself.
Jesus.
He was like, it was brutal.
I would have died.
I walked off stage. I left my winter coat. I think I had my phone.
Lucas brother.
Maybe my purse. Yeah. This is back in the day. That's Mookie. Yeah. He would worked with them a lot. I walked off stage. We had a limo that took us from Brooklyn to the show and was going to take us back to Brooklyn. Your girl walked off stage, walked to public transportation, did not say goodbye to anyone, and just went home. And just
that's what you have to do.
Cried.
Yeah, of course.
His mom sent me the nicest message the next day. She's like, hey, honey, you were fine. Shake that one off. Yeah. Like, you'll be fine.
Oh, that's really, really nice.
It was really nice. But we would fight sometimes because I would say stuff and be like, you're giving away opportunities that like I would kill for.
Yeah.
You're canceling 2 hours before the show because you're fucking high, because you're stoned, you know? I was like, I'm stoned too, but I can pull it
together. But I'll fucking do it.
I can pull it together for a fucking 10-minute spot at Union Hall. I want to be on Matchless. No, and then with Lewis.
Yeah.
And I don't give a shit if he hears all this. He was like, of course, like much farther ahead than me.
Yeah.
So one time I had gone down to Miami to just kind of pick up some spots, shake some hands, meet some people.
Yeah.
And I met this one guy and who's like a producer, and he liked me, and he's like, I'll fly you out and give you like your own headlining show. And it was way too early for me to be headlining.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy probably did want to fuck me.
Of course he did.
I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm getting a headline.
Yeah, I would have done the same thing.
And I go home and I tell Lewis, I'm like, oh, all of a sudden, I think maybe like a few days later, I get a message from the guy like, hey, sorry, we're not going to do this show. And I look and Lewis has booked the Legion of Skanks and like those guys to headline this place, this venue. And I was like, oh, you just took it. Yo, just went out from under me and took it.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And
what?
And I just like, I had no like ground to stand on. I had nothing to like say. Like I never headlined. I couldn't be like, but I'm a headliner. Like yeah, I wasn't.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was kind of grimy.
That's, you know what's funny? I've seen him on stage. Lewis's comedy is very like Caucasian to me. Yeah. That's the most Latino shit I've ever heard of him do in my life. That is so many levels of devious.
It really is.
Is he my grandfather? Like, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, because he was like, because at first it came across as like protective. He's like, who is it? What's his name? Give me his message. Who is he? Da-da-da. Let me find out who this guy was. Yeah. And next thing you know, I'm like, I don't have this gig anymore, but Lewis seems to.
What did he ever say? Like, was there, did he say why he did that?
No.
It was Lewis, just like a power move?
Not a big communicator in that regard. Mm, you know, there was, he was just kind of like, but he also like, he did great things for me too. Yeah, I probably got on Roast Battle on Comedy Central because of him. Mm. This is partly my fault too. He would be hosting at the Stand a lot, like almost every weekend. And like, he has severe codependency, so he would want me there.
Yeah.
Like, and I would kind of be like, can you ask if I can like do a guest spot? And oh, I think of every night he like maybe did it like once or whatever. And he more just like wanted me
just there.
Yeah, that's tough.
And then he would like hook up with the waitresses like in the hallway. I swear he did. He'll fucking deny it.
Yeah, no, for us, I feel like we started at a similar time.
Yeah.
So we haven't had time to develop any of those big like power dynamics, really. You know, sometimes we're not working at the same place all the time, or one place will be booking me and it won't be booking her, and that's fucking annoying. But I don't feel like there's any jealousy. I know it's not for me, and
no, I don't feel it at all.
Yeah,
no, yeah,
that's really good.
Yeah,
because I think that's like the one thing
that
can be like a thorn in comedy couples.
I can imagine. Yeah, because ego, like, no matter how much you love each other, ego is just a part of our business.
Totally.
So that we work, I feel like, often to make sure that we're not including each other in our vision.
Yeah.
Like, or if she has an opportunity and it just includes her, it's like, you have to go do that.
Right.
And like, I'll be fine and we'll meet there at the level. Because I do feel like even if we were apart, we'd both get to where we're going.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it too. Because then you have a foundation. Yeah. You're on the same team.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's why it's fun for our podcast, because it's like, you know, we want to grow up. We want to have a family and stuff like that. And, you know, if we have stuff that we can do together, it just makes it that much easier.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, when she wins, it's a win for me. Every time she does well, I feel like a genius, you know? Like, and I hope she feels the same thing when I do well. Like, I hope she feels like, yeah, that's why I fuck him, you know? You guys think I'm here because he can do the electric slide? No, he's funny.
And that's why I also am here because he can do the electric slide,
And I feel the same way. Like, when people come to me like, yo, Sam killed it, I'm like, what the fuck do you guys think I'm doing here?
Right.
She's cool, but like, she's also a fucking rocket.
Of course she's killing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like when he was, did you get those videos were going viral of you, like doing Hannah Burner's thing? And all the girls were going crazy for him. And like, Derek and Gio were like, he's just putting on for the camera. And I was like, no, that's why I'm with, his answers are why I'm with him.
Yeah.
And they were like, nah, that's not real. And I'm like, yeah, it's just that he doesn't have prison mentality. Yeah. He's worked through his stuff. Yeah,
Gio and Derek are crazy because they'll be like, yo, you pander to women all the time. And then they'll get on stage and they'll be like, everybody's gay and autistic. I'm like, you're pandering to dudes.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Right.
Also, you were like, they're like, why do you pander to women and stuff like that? He's like, do you guys like women or do you want to be with them?
Right.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you want to do things and say things and do like act?
No,
like,
they just listen to a couple too many Rogan podcasts or fucking Patrice O'Neill.
100%.
It's like, dog, do I twerk for Hannah Burner? Yes, a little bit. But you twerk for Luis J. Gomez, and I think that's worse. You know what I'm saying? I think only one of them has a Netflix special. I don't know, son. I don't know.
Twerking for Hannah.
Twerking for Hannah for a little.
Just a little bit.
I'm about to get these views. I don't care.
Come on, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I feel like a lot of people in comedy are just looking for shortcuts sometimes, and it's like, I don't know. It's never gonna, even if you get that like one like shortcut, like maybe one of your videos like goes viral.
Yeah.
But if you don't have like the foundation
to
and
sustain
like,
it.
Yeah, we say that all the time.
Yeah.
Especially now, because I feel like with social media, it's a proven shortcut.
Yes.
Like, we watch so many people blow up on social and take their careers to the next level.
Yeah.
But you know, like you said, if you can't sustain it, if you're not funny, if you don't have that hour on the road, people will know.
Yeah.
And it will come back.
Somebody said something to me I post a lot of crowd work clips and they were like, oh, it's like the Matt Rife model. And I was like, but I'm good at it.
Yeah.
It's different.
Also, that's not a bad model. The kid fucking
worked for him.
It worked for him.
What was the thing? Did people say he like sucked somebody's dick to get a Netflix special? Was that fake?
No, I think it was fake because that guy.
I did not hear that.
So I did. I saw that video. It's like a guy that does really funny, like alpha male content.
Oh, it was a joke.
I don't know if he's a stand up, but he's a funny guy.
Okay.
And he's like, you know, because they offered me the same deal. They offered it to me and Matt Rife. And before I could say no, Matt Rife had their dick in his mouth. And I don't think that's true at all. Uh-huh. I also don't subscribe to that whole conspiracy of like, you know, whatever.
Hey, Matt, I know you're listening.
Yeah.
Facts. I will twerk for you too.
Yeah, let me open for you.
You think I shake this ass for a handle, watch what I do for you, boo. Come on,
yeah,
son.
You've got a full female demographic. Let me out them. Let me out them.
JC, what would you do if like Kevin Hart wanted to take Sam on the road with him or something?
I mean, I'd say very clearly, you're not allowed to have sex with anybody. And then if she did, I'd be like, yo, that's fucked up. I asked you not to. I explicitly asked you to not do that.
We talk about that all the time, though, because I'm always like, I feel like no guy ever will take me on the road. Except the only person that's
You're
ever...
You're too pretty. I ran into a similar issue.
Yeah, the only person that's ever like... Because if they do, I would be creeped out about it.
Yeah.
Or it's Gastor, and he's the best.
Gastor's
like,
Gastor.
Yeah, there's not a creepy
thing.
And
he's a family man.
He's honestly, he's the best. I love him. And running honestly, into him is like a joy.
Yeah. And if it came out that you guys hooked up, I'd be like, I'm sure there was a good reason. Because he's great. He would never, but like, I wouldn't... I love Gastor. He's the best.
He's the best, yeah. But like, I feel like guys wouldn't take me on the road.
Yeah, I have like a similar thing and like, but like Norton would take me on the road. I'm like, well, he's not interested in me biologically. And then like Voss, I was like, I'm too close with Bonnie.
Yeah,
like it's funny when he like hits on me or whatever. And then I'm still opening for Bonnie. Be at the Mothership April 12th through 15th with Bonnie McFarlane.
Shout out to Bonnie.
But no, Money!
If Kev asked her to go on the road, I would be jealous at first.
Right.
Like no shame in being like, yo, damn, that's I want to do something like
right.
that. But then what am I gonna stop you from doing it? That's crazy.
No, and you'll be involved.
Yeah.
And even she loves you.
Yeah.
And
so
even
true.
If I wasn't, I would be like, all right, you do your thing and I'm gonna try my hardest to not get fucking left in the dust here or whatever.
I think that women we're too sensitive to your egos.
100%.
We just know. We just are like, I'm not gonna do it to him. I'm not gonna make him feel like he's in the back. He's gonna meet Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart's probably gonna like him better now. That fucking bro out, and I'm gonna lose my opening spot.
Literally.
And then everything goes according to plan.
Just like, there's something about your egos that we just know. We just know what you're thinking sometimes.
Yeah, all the
time. We know about your insecurities. Mm-hmm. And I think we try to be sensitive to them.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. All the time.
Because you're not attractive to us when you're insecure.
Yeah. At all. Oh my God. Yeah. It's like we want you to feel secure. Insecurity is so, ugh.
It's a total ick.
Yeah. It's a huge turnoff. Yeah.
So sometimes Samantha will come to me. Do you love me today?
Yeah. Well, I'm allowed to do that.
Am I still pretty
cute? Yeah, that's cute. That's cute.
Watch your fucking mouth. Okay? That's not insecurity. I'm very secure.
That's your fucking job, buddy. Go fry those pickles.
How are we doing, Nicole? I hate to ask. Yeah. Oh, it's time to do plugs. Nicole, you're the best. What should I plug? When is this coming out? Friday? I'll be in Louisiana. Yeah, I don't have anything until the Mothership. So come there. Those are probably going to sell out. And then I will also be at the Netflix is a Joke Festival. I have two short films that I'm in that are premiering, and I'm opening for Joe List at his show. And that's it, because according to a certain manager, told me that I wasn't going to get on any other showcases. Okay. Sam and JC, tell the people where they can find you, how they can support you.
When does this come out?
Friday.
Well, you can find me at Make Me Laugh Sam on all socials. And then you can follow our podcast, Soft Launch Podcast, on Instagram and on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I will be in this Saturday, I will be in Stamford, Connecticut at New York Comedy Club.
Yeah. Also, Soft Launch drops every Wednesday at midnight on YouTube. I'm going to be in Portland, Maine on the 12th of April. I'm going to be in Philly on the 4th of May. And then I'm also going to the Netflix is a Joke Festival.
Yay!
Opening for my father, Max Manikoff, who I am so grateful for. And I have everything to owe to him. And I'll be there in LA. We're going to play the West Side Theater on the 11th, and I'm going to be there.
Yay.
Nice. That's it, guys. Thanks for coming down.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, appreciate it. So much fun.
Now go get Mabel.
Oh, yeah, we'll let Mabel out. Throwing ass on the gram, getting laughs at the stand. Only she can, only feet hands. It's only. Only. It's only feet hands.